Then you'll be what we call gambling him, and you split his hind legs a little bit and stick a stick in there and hang him up. Then you wash him down, rinse him down good, wash him off with a rag, water. And of course then you what we call gut him, you have to gut him then with a knife, of course. You gut him and get him gutted while you take a... cut him up like you want him cut up. If you salt him down, you can salt him down and salt. If you don't want to do that, you can. If you want to smoke him, you can take him and smoke the meat. Treat it, what we call treat it. You can treat it and smoke it. While you can have just as pretty a meat as you want, either way. Now, my uncle, he used to raise a lot of meat, a whole lot of meat. Every year, he made plenty of meat, but he didn't smoke his meat. He just salted it down. You know, kept it with salt. But I don't like that myself. It's too salty. It makes good meat, but I'd rather have the smoked meat.
What do you call the parts that you might use to boil with greens?
Boil with greens?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen people cook. I've seen them boil greens with fresh meat, fresh pork, fresh meat. But I didn't ever like it.
What do you mean fresh?
Huh?
What do you mean fresh?
I like the white bacon put in. I just raise a white bacon. I like to boil that in greens. Best thing I ever found to cook with.
What's the white bacon like?
Huh?
What's white bacon like?
White bacon?
Uh-huh.
You know what white bacon is, don't you? You ain't never seen no white bacon?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's pork meat, but it's cut out in great big pieces like that, you know, mm-hmm. It's so white.
About a foot long?
Yeah. And it's what we call white bacon. Summers or have you a little tight small place out there about 8 to 10 feet, out about 8 to 10 feet, and then you get you some right kind of oak wood, hickory wood is the best, but just real dry wood, and smoke that meat, and put a little fire up under it and smoke it, and treat it, and put a little sugar over it, and then you salt it and sugar over it. Makes it have a sweet taste. It'll be just as pretty and as nice as it can be.
Make it sweet water.
Huh?
Make it sweet water.
Yeah.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
When you what?
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Cut the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
You talk about a side or a middling?
Yeah. You cut them up in a way you can cut them up what people call hams, that's the hind quarters, and shoulders is the fore quarters. You can cut them out and have them. But then if you want to cut the middling out, you can call that middling. That's between each side, between the shoulders and hams. Well, you can have it that way, but most anyway, you'd rather have it.
Would you talk about a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Some people call it a side of bacon, some people call it a middling.
Different way you call it. They have sides of bacon, they call them sides, but that means the whole side of the whole hog.
Mm-hmm.
The side of the bacon, but some people call them the middling of the hog. Well, either one, I guess, would be all right. It don't matter, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the middling.